This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared his ideas and suggestions on various aspects of policing and security with top brass police and intelligence agencies in Bhubaneswar yesterday. Mr. Modi attended the annual three-day All India Directors General and Inspectors General of Police Conference being held in Odisha. Prime Minister will also attend the security conference for the second consecutive day today. Yesterday, Mr. Modi interacted with the country's police and intelligence brass on the second day of the closed-door conference. Cyclonic storm Fingal made landfall along Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coast between Karaikal and Mahabalipuram last night. It crossed north Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coast as a cyclonic storm with a wind speed of 70 to 80 km per hour, gusting to 90 km per hour. It will continue to move west-south-westward slowly and weaken gradually into a deep depression. The cyclone has triggered heavy rains accompanied by gusty winds, which lashed northern Tamil Nadu and neighbouring Puducherry. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Kanpur in Uttar Pradesh today, where he will attend the Golden Jubilee celebrations of Jaipuria School as the chief guest. Apart from it, the Vice President will also visit IIT Kanpur, where he is scheduled to address students and faculty. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath reviewed the progress of critical road infrastructure projects in the state, particularly those aimed at facilitating Mahakumbh, scheduled to begin in Prayagraj next month. The review covered multiple projects, including the widening of the 63.17-kilometre Raibareli-Prayagraj National Highway, construction of four-lane bypasses at four locations, a 7.6-kilometre segment of the Prayagraj Inner Ring Road, and the development of a six-lane bridge parallel to an existing one over the Ganga River. Both leaders emphasized the timely completion of all ongoing works, instructing officials to ensure their readiness by December 25 this year, with strict adherence to quality and safety standards. The much-awaited oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected Mahayuti government in Maharashtra will take place on the 5th December at 5 p.m. at Mumbai's Azad Maidan. In a social media post, BJP Maharashtra President Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. World AIDS Day is being observed today to raise public awareness about acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. The day also provides an opportunity for people to unite in the fight against HIV and to show support for those living with HIV. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda will inaugurate the World AIDS Day 2024 event in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today. After months of hectic preparations, Nagaland is all set to host its famed Hornbill Festival at the Naga Heritage Village, Kisama, which is about 12 kilometres away from the state capital, Kohima. The 10-day cultural extravaganza will begin today and culminate on the 10th of December. This year marks the 25th anniversary of the Hornbill Festival, which took flight in the year 2000. Nagaland is set to celebrate its 62nd statehood day today. It was on this day in 1963, Nagaland became the 16th state of India. A series of events have been planned across the state to commemorate this important milestone in Nagaland's history. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Indian-American Kash Patel to lead the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. With this appointment, Mr. Patel becomes the second Indian-American to be picked in his cabinet. In a social media post last night, Mr. Trump said Kash Patel will serve as the next director of FBI. He said Kash is a brilliant lawyer, investigator, and America's first fighter who has spent his career exposing corruption, defending justice, and protecting the American people. Indian junior men's hockey team thrashed Chinese Taipei 16-0 in their Pool A match at the Men's Junior Asia Cup in Muscat, Oman yesterday. The win kept India at the top of Pool A with 9 points. India will take on Korea in their next match today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.